don't. I don't know what's wrong with my my phone or audio boo. I don't know what's going on with it, but audio boo keeps crashing. And my phone is really slow. It's like the logic board's on its way out again, because it just seems really sluggish. Even just starting up, and starting and stopping audio boo, it sort of jumps for some reason. So I need to get this back in and get it fixed. So I'm going to be phoneless. I guess I can use the Nokia. But is there a Nokia native app yet? I know I saw, who was it? What's his name now? Watley. I know Watley was playing about with one because I saw it on Facebook. Anyway, I have a bottle of red open. I have some lean mints in front of me. I have all my ingredients for spag bog or spaghetti bolognese. I've just diced up the onion. I'm just frying off the mushroom and the onion, and I've got some Liam Perrins, some Tabasco that's going to go in there as well a little bit. I've got a couple of bay leaves. I've got a glass as big as my head, which I'm going to put the rest of the red wine in. And good times, people. I feel re-energized. I don't know, I can't even explain it to you. Ever since yesterday, ever since I've sort of had that sort of moment, that epiphany of just getting on with shit, you know? And I can't even tell you where it came from. It just, everything just dovetailed together. And ever since that moment, I've been sort of in awe of it, really. And the people who really are important are the ones who are presenting themselves or responding or communicating. And those ones are the ones that ultimately I will invest my time with, instead of the, as I like to call them, lipstick social medias people who sort of, you know, a little bit like lipstick lesbians. I couldn't even say it then. That was a bit awkward. You know what I mean? It's, I just, there's people out there, real people out there, that want to connect properly, instead of just that sort of, you know, using it as another kind of indirect, I don't know, add-on module to their service. Social media is not about that. Being sociable with your media is a completely different concept. Being sociable with this bottle of wine is something that I'm thinking of engaging in the next couple of moments. I'm just going to give you a little bit of a... Oh, yeah. Red wine. A bit of red wine. I can't even say it. Busy day today. Drove up to Reading and back, and sorted out my Mac Pro to get it back here for the time being so I can do some video work. I feel energized tomorrow morning. I'm definitely going out, and my new regime to start running again every day, no matter how much it is. I feel like just throwing myself at it, like I'm running into Armageddon, like I'm running towards the location of the chances of a cruise missile hitting, in the hope that I can outrun my fragile bones. I am gonna throw everything into fixing myself, everything else around me, and all the things that I've done wrong in the wrong way, I'm gonna fix. And I've got a few creative ideas how I'm gonna do that. One of them is gonna be the house. One of them is, you know, things to do with money and stresses that me and Sam have. I spend quite a lot of time with Ella already, but I think I need to start, you know, putting things in place for her to have ballet lessons, dancing lessons. You know, she's incredibly arty and creative in thought, as most kids of this age are. And she needs investing in. And I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough. All round, I'm not doing enough. Not just with Ella, but like everything in my life. I need to be doing more. We have one chance. One chance. Why do we forget? Why do we get complacent? Why do we get sort of lazy in all of this? Why don't we just throw ourselves at it, you know, with like no sort of respect for, it, you know, if you can't do it, your bones break, whatever, just throw yourself at it, you know? I've come to the conclusion that I've just got complacent. And I can't be complacent. I'm 36 years of age. I'm going to be 37 in January next year. 37. And like in 3 years after that, I'm going to be 40. And my daughter is going to be what? Let me wear this out. 4 years. And she's going to be six. Six and I'm 40. I've got to get my mojo on. I've got to move. I've got 4 years to put something in place so that I can know that my daughter and Sam are sorted. That is my main mission, my main priority. God, it feels good to be a gangster. I just realised I should probably add to that, I am not really a gangster. It's just I really like that song, God, It Feels Good to Be a Gangster, from Office Space. That is all. Do not report me. I am not a gangster.